Arthritis on the way out. Arthritis, you complain? Why, the experts would say that some of the debris, which should have been hustled out of the body in the ordinary courses of elimination, have, in their desire to escape expulsion, sought out hiding places here and there in the interiors, and set themselves to work gumming up the machinery. Well, there cannot anything escape the relentless sweep of the forces bent on cleaning up your habitation. The refuse has no choice but to be expelled. Life cannot be swerved or polluted at any point of your economy. It is the very nature of life to function incessantly and uninterruptedly. Indeed, life is so exclusive that it will not tolerate any distress or corruption on its premises, and its premises are your premises. We will both pitch in and work along these lines, and who or what can prevent results? Your entire constitution will be cleansed and burnished anew. Notwithstanding the difficulty you experience in getting about and enjoying the free use of arms and legs, the unalterable fact is that there can be no long-continued interference with your freedom of locomotion. There can be no impediment anywhere, just the unobstructed, peaceful flow of life. Giantly easy and strong, you have all the flexibility of movement that belongs to man. Talk these facts over to yourself, hour by hour, working out the reasons for them. Thereby will you come into the freer step and fuller breath. I say, work out the reasons, for it is a legal maxim that he who knoweth not the reason of a law knoweth not the law. All sight, perception, and understanding have their place in mind. It is mind that sees and hears and knows and remembers. Where is this all-wise mind? It is in you. It is your mentality. It does your seeing. This is why your sight must be clear, unerring, even tireless. I am still on the job, right again at your convenience. As I read your letter, stating that the arthritis or rheumatism still holds on, I silently talked back the plain fact that life in all its stamina bodies forth in you. It continues to be life triumphant after taking on the form you call me or I. Hence, you lack nothing requisite to a perfectly vigorous and mobile figure. It is clear as day that you are thoroughly well made, vastly better made than was the wonderful one-horse chase. There is not a thing out of order in your entire setup. How could there be when the Almighty and He alone is in charge? His very presence, spelling unbounded health and strength and functioning, makes the presence of any opposition quite out of the question. No doubt you will take on more of the lightness and freedom and comeliness of spiritual being as time glides by, because you will continue to work in the faithful, efficient way you have been working, made after the pattern of permanence. There cannot be anything unseemly in your system. There is not too little action in this place, nor too much action in the other. You are a perfect equilibrium of the vitalities of the eternal. Since you are under the control of mind, all the movements of being operate peacefully and adequately, delusions to the contrary notwithstanding. We will expect the improvement, already well underway, to continue. Keep up your good work to that end, day by day. Hold right on. Things are tough, yes, but suddenly the worst becomes best to him who perseveres. And you are of a breed, you know, that perseveres. You are not a quitter. So study the letters I have written. Have faith. Stick to the truth expectantly. We will win, of course we will. Time to study is much to be desired, but many people do not have it, and yet get along very well. You can. Just content yourself with thinking sensibly and searchingly as you go about your work. A single statement of truth, such as the following, will last all day long. I am the expression of life triumphant. Relying on all-knowing mind, you cannot be aware of anything opposed to quietude and freedom. Indeed, you are now aware, in the depths of thought, of the beauty of wholeness. For it is still true that the kingdom of God is within you. Remember now that you are his beloved daughter in whom he is well pleased. No doubt you will take on more of the lightness and freedom of being as time glides by, because you will continue to work in the faithful, intelligent way in which you have started out. There can be neither too much nor too little action in any part of your system, since you are under the control of the Almighty. A Bible verse says that the Almighty has put his law in your inward parts. This law will regulate you perfectly in every detail. Not a single item in your makeup can get out of condition. You see, the Almighty is very jealous about you. He will not let anything or anybody interfere with your comfort or prospects. He is keeping a very close watch over you every moment, and promptly silencing every hint of discouragement and disquietude. Now say, perfect God and perfect woman, and I am the woman. We are so inclined to think that back of so-called mortal man is the immortal man of God's creating. But there is no mortal man to get in front of immortal man. The immortal is the only man or woman there is. So you have no mortal self to dispose of. This perfect woman we are talking about is the only you there is. There is no imperfect self anywhere. You are filled with the peace and power which will enable you to rest at night and perform at the desk and elsewhere daytimes. Try to recognize your identity with the power of endless life. You are identical with it. It is in you, and you are in it. Say so, and feel the significance of the fact. Almost immediately, your circulation shall become normal. You know, mind controls the body with the same certainty that it controls the movements of the planets. Just be persuaded that there is only one mind. Herein lies salvation. Stop talking this mortal mind business. It is non-existent. The only life and the only mind are the eternal, and you have them. You have them constantly. They are the basis of every act and movement. That is why your actions and movements and thinking can be in the realm of perfection, the fourth dimensional world, where serenity and freedom reign uncontested. The symptoms you mention would indicate that your bodily functions are retarded. You can correct this supposition by realizing how irrepressible life is, because life is God and knows no opposition or interference. And this incessantly active and exuberant life is yours. It is the life you are living. This means that you are chock full of actioning and functioning. Circulation, respiration, assimilation, and elimination go on as positively as gravity works. You will find the dizziness departing as you hold to these indisputables. Let me hear from you in a week or so. Of course, you cannot tumble over. The Almighty, who is so close that He is in you and through you, holds you erect and upright. It is not surprising that your heart action quickens when you climb stairs. This is the experience of everyone, at least everyone who gets past 21. What is your remedy? Well, be temperate, and do not be running and tearing around as you did when you were a child. We change our ways, do we not? As our good sense develops with the passing of time. People are different in their mature years, and this without being any weaker or sicklier. They are simply different, and must direct their lives more quietly and sedately. There is nothing out of order with your circulatory system. Here again, you must remind yourself many times a day that the Almighty is in the midst of you, regulating and steadying every function. He is opposed to both overaction and inaction. He insists on a balanced regime. You and I need spiritual understanding, no doubt. But first, we need its approximation, just ordinary common sense, and to live in accordance with it, do we not? And common sense means that you should tell yourself every hour that the almightiness of health and the determination to persevere are inherently yours as the expression of consummate life.